Welcome to this week's episode of Lestai Insights, where we explore the latest developments in the field of artificial intelligence. Today, we're going to dive into the fascinating world of knowledge distillation, so let's get started. Joining me on this journey is my co-host who's new to the topic, and I'll be guiding them through the ins and outs of new to the topic. I'll be guiding them through the ins and outs of knowledge distillate started.
Sounds exciting. I've heard of knowledge distillation, but I'm not entirely sure what it's all about. Can you give me a brief overview? Okay, good.
Of course, knowledge distillation is a technique that enables the transfer of knowledge from a large complex model like Kektoset or Gemini to a smaller, more efficient model like Alamichi or Mistral. This process allows the smaller model to learn from the teacher model's output, enabling it to acquire similar capabilities. Think of it like a master chef teaching their apprentice the art of the artist. Let's think of it like a master chef teaching the organization the artist doesn't need to start from scratch.
That sounds interesting. So it's like a teacher relationship where the teacher model guides the student model to learn from its output. Can you explain this process in more detail?
The distillation process involves several stages, including knowledge elicitation, knowledge storage, knowledge inference, and knowledge application. The teacher model shares its knowledge with the student model, which then learns to emulate the teacher's output behavior.
That makes sense, I think. So it's like the teacher model is saying, hey, student model, learn from my output and try to produce similar results. But what about the different approaches to knowledge distillation? I've heard of supervised fine-tuning, divergence and similarity, reinforcement learning, and rank optimization.
Yes, those are all valid approaches to knowledge distillation. Supervised fine-tuning involves training the student model on a smaller packet, while divergence and similarity focus on aligning the hidden states or features of the student model with those of the teacher model. Reinforcement learning and rank are more advanced methods that involve imagining just the keys to produce the perfect sound. Imagine you're trying to tune a piano bano.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get it, but can you get me some examples of how these approaches are used in real-world applications? I'm thinking of something like a language model that can generate human-like text.
Of course, for instance, the Vicuna model uses supervised fine-tuning to distill knowledge from the teacher model, while the UltraChat model employs a combination of knowledge distillation and reinforcement learning to create a powerful chat model.
Oh, that's fascinating. I'm starting to see how knowledge distillation can be applied to various domains, like natural language processing, computer vision, and even multimodal tasks. Can we talk more about multimodal tasks? Sounds really interesting.
Exactly. Knowledge distillation has far-reaching implications for certain applications. It enables the transfer of knowledge across different models, architectures, and domains, making it a powerful tool for building more efficient and effective OWASP systems.
I'm starting to see the bigger picture now. Knowledge distillation is not just a technique. It's a way to democratize access to advanced AI capabilities and foster innovation across a broader spectrum of applications and users.
That's a pretty big deal.
That's right. And as we continue to explore the frontiers of ATL, knowledge distillation will play an increasingly important role in shaping the future of artificial intelligence.
Well, I'm excited to learn more about knowledge distillation and its applications. Thanks for guiding me through this journey, and I'm looking forward to our next episode.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of Vaultovia Insights. If you want to learn more about knowledge distillation and its applications, be sure to check out our resources section, where we've heaped Beagle a list of papers, articles, and tutorials to help you get started.
And if you're interested in building your own AI model using knowledge distillation, maybe we can even do a follow-up episode on how to get started. Let's discuss that further next time.